What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Thursday. How's everyone doing? Jax, how you doing?
I'm darn good. It's the first Thursday in May. Do you know what that means?
That's a good question. What does that mean?
The new episode of The Redheads has dropped, and I'm really excited. I actually was just thinking about, like, oh, I need to promote The Redheads, and I almost started this episode. Welcome back, Redheads, to another episode of The Redheads Book Club. That's kind of like our iconic
thing.
Intro.
Yeah.
That's our
and
thing.
And you always say it.
I always say it.
Is there any infighting amongst the group? Like, Jax, I want to do the intro?
No, because if you want to do the intro, here's another list of things that you now need to do.
Right.
Anyone's welcome to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have a system.
Yeah, I feel like you govern the Redheads with an iron fist.
Yeah, and I think everybody likes the way things are run.
I think we all like the way things are run.
Everyone's pleased with the way things are going.
Yeah.
And you can hear how things are going in the new episode that just dropped.
You look adorable today. Is this sweater, which belongs to me, is this like a sort of symbolic gesture? You know, you're wearing the folklore sweater cardigan thing, and you know, this is our last episode before I head to Nashville. There is an episode tomorrow, you guys. It's just audio only, and I'm gonna be in Nashville.
So yes, the timing of me wearing this sweater says I support you in your journey, and I'm wearing this as a symbol of the Eras Tour. I didn't conceive of it that way when I asked you to borrow it. I just like wanted to borrow a cardigan, and I was like, oh, I know she has the cardigan,
right?
And that will be easy for her. You know, if I just said, can I borrow a cardigan, you would be so confused.
Which one?
So I said this cardigan. And it's really, really ugly.
No.
It's so ugly.
We need to get Snitch on here. There was like such positive Taylor vibes when she was here.
No, I have positive Taylor vibes. We have a lot of Taylor talk today. Plus, you're going to the Eras Tour. Plus, she's our first story and our biggest story. But this cardigan is ugly. And now that she's out
of... Say it again. The cardigan I brought from home for you. Keep calling my shit
your
ugly.
Your homemade cardigan.
Keep calling my shit ugly, bitch.
Now that she's out of folklore, like, can we talk about how ugly it was?
Jackie was not into the folklore aesthetic. I will say it wasn't my personal vibe. It's very like fall, you know, upstate
fall is
apple,
fine.
Apple
upstate
orchard.
Upstate is fine. Apples
plaid,
are fine.
Plaid.
Plaid could go either
way. It's not my personal aesthetic, but it was right for the moment, especially like in COVID. Like, that's what everyone was wearing.
It was, but like, she went a little too hard with it. She took it a little too far.
Well, you'll be pleased to know. I know you haven't like seen what the Eras Tour is, but like when she does her era for folklore and Evermore, it's not plaid.
She gives us glam whimsical.
It's glam whimsical fairy witch.
Right, because she knows. She wouldn't be caught dead in this fucking cardigan.
I will say, like, now that we're out of it, like, the curly bangs were not my favorite. I can say that. I'm
the
a mature
swirly
Swiftie.
Bangs, you didn't like them?
The curly, swirly, turdy bangs were not my favorite.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna poo-poo this cardigan that is clothing me today.
Literally.
I'm sure it looks horrible on the show.
You look gorgeous.
Even like when I wore the Fendi Skims cardigan, which, like, not to pit women against each other, but like, that's a nicer cardigan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Fendi. It was literally $2,000. And you're wearing a $35 sweater.
Right. You could tell.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
And it shows.
Jackie's just wearing my clothes, which I love to, you know, share. And you're just shitting on them.
I don't feel like I'm shitting on you with this cardigan, though.
Sitting
and I've really been like
cardigan.
Such a champion of your wardrobe recently.
She has. I literally was, Jackie, I went shopping yesterday for the Eras Tour. I know I said it earlier in the week, like, I wasn't ready because I was dead from stagecoach. Like, I'm ready now. You know, I'm all packed. My flight is tonight.
I know, you just needed 3 days. That's your turnaround time.
Yeah, I charge up. Some people take, like, they need 30 minutes to themselves. I need 3 whole days at home to charge up.
Yeah.
And I'm charged.
And you're charged.
And Jackie was so helpful. I got like some cute outfits for the Eras Tour. We're also having a Spritz event. So I have like a busy weekend in Nashville. It's also like a big weekend to be, you know, me in Nashville.
Why you?
Because it's actually a big weekend to be a few people. One, because I'm going to Eras and it's like the world is currently revolving around me and you can't tell me otherwise. Two, Spritz is finally launching in Nashville this week. We are now being sold in a bunch of establishments. If you go to spritz.com and use the store locator, you can find all the different like liquor stores and bars and such. And we're like adding new ones every day. But a part of our big launch is something so exciting that I've been wanting to tell everyone. We have our first ambassador. So
brand ambassador.
Our brand ambassador in Nashville. When we were thinking, you know, who could we get?
Who could it be?
There was really only one name on everybody's lips.
On the tips of everyone's tongue.
Manon Ford. Shannon Ford is our new Spritz ambassador. So she's going to be all over Nashville, like promoting Spritz. She's the face of Spritz all over, but specifically in Nashville. So we're hosting an event for her to celebrate. And I got like a really spritzy dress that's like orange and pink. And like, so Shannon. And I sent it to Shannon. I was like, I don't want to upstage you. This is like your big night. And she's like, bitch, ugly. You're so ugly. You can never upstage me. That's not what she said. But like there was a subtext. She's like, no, you're fine. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm fine.
Yeah.
So that was great. And it's just going to be a great weekend. I'm so excited about Shannon. I'm so excited about Spritz, and I'm so excited about Taylor. Like, we got like a big party bus. We're gonna fill it with Spritz. Like, we're gonna be the most annoying people possible. I think vlog for Patreon.
Great.
And I got like a new camera. You know, all the kids are, I forgot to tell
the
you this,
Sony that everyone's Canon. Posting
let yeah, me tell you whatever. Everyone is using these cameras.
Yes, including our younger sister
Margo went on a
Elle
trip
Snatchler
with a bunch of her
Satchel
is, and that's so on brand for Satchel too. It's like a Canon G7X camera.
Yeah,
so Margo went on like a trip with a bunch of her influencer friends. They were all taking pictures on this camera. So Margo got the camera. Now everyone's using the camera. And I was going through my stuff, getting my podcast equipment ready for Stagecoach. And I have like this corner of my room with just like my tech supplies. And I forgot, I literally have that camera. When we were building your studio, I bought a bunch of different cameras to like see what would be good for Patreon, what would be good, whatever. And it was too, I had like scratched up this one that I wanted to return and I couldn't return it. I was like, you know, maybe I'll keep it for Patreon and stuff. And it was a Canon G7X. Like, I was so ahead of the times. This was like over almost a year ago.
Wow.
So I have that. I'm gonna make like premium vlog quality shit.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, so it's
make
just,
like a reality show. I want like confessionals yeah. from all the people going, like Dana, mm-hmm. you know, what is she feeling? Everyone, maybe if everyone could like make a little video of themselves getting ready. I know everyone's like staying in different places.
Yeah.
So like maybe everyone could contribute to
it. That would
it.
Be great.
And that would make me, it would be for me like yeah. to feel like I'm there.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
So it's never a bad time to be a Patreon member. Like we're going to Topgolf. We have so many fun things. I need to charge. Like I need to take it easy today. I need to take it easy tomorrow. I need to charge up because it's going to be one hell of a weekend.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm absolutely devastated that you're not coming. I understand why you're not, but like it's genuinely like an uncool thing of you to do.
Yeah, it's just too much for me.
Of course.
So,
but it's uncool.
I know, but I can't even see myself there at this point.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Like, what would I wear?
Cardigan. You would wear the cardigan. I'm not even pregnant, and I'm like, what am I wearing?
Yeah, but your outfit is really good. I hope you're feeling really good about it.
I am feeling good. I did order some things to ship to my hotel. I got this very cool
things
skirt.
Things in which to ship?
Things, shipping and things to which. And I might change up the shirt, but I have a good like shirt just in case, you know, but I got a very cool, like very lover era skirt.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, what? What's with the face?
No, I'm just, until I see it, like.
Yeah, of course.
I need to see it. I need to see these things.
Things in which to see.
And I'm wondering, like if I were going, not pregnant, because it's like not as many options, but like what era I would have gone for.
So let me tell you how, like when I first like knew I was going to be going to this concert before I even had tickets, I'm like, I'm going to dress up as an era. Me and Margo even thought about dressing up as Taylor and Selena in those matching black and white outfits when Selena came on to sing, can't keep my hand, like those studded. But then I was like, all right, I need to calm down.
Glad you didn't.
She's such a bitch. Like I was going to go really specific. Like I bought a gold Fearless dress that looked so fucking ugly on me. Beachside bunny, can't return, never ordering from you again. What is this? These places you can't return. I've been ordering.
They
from,
know
like,
that you'll want to return.
I've been ordering from like a bunch of like, basically like influencer shops, like Beachside bunny, 12th tribe. You can't return. Like I'm the type of bitch, like I will order so much stuff and I'll keep a lot of it, but I can't keep everything.
So you can't shop at those websites.
I didn't know. It didn't even occur to me to look.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have fucking returns? That's literally like Stalinism. It's giving Stalin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's definitely had a bad return policy.
And he definitely didn't give you a label.
Or no exchanges.
No exchange. No. Oh, yeah, you can return it for store credit. Your website sucks. Why the fuck would I want a store credit? So I was going to be like really niche, and it gets hard, and you just like want to dress in like sparkles, you know?
Yeah, sparkles are easy.
Maybe when I go in New York, since like I'm feeling so rushed now, I'll be more methodical with like a full recreation.
Oh, because you're going in New York too.
Yeah.
Here's an idea that like I don't think is like the right idea, but just an idea that came
throw
to
it
mind.
Out.
Like,
throw it out.
Because you're going with like a really big girl gang. Like if you all dress like Bad Blood music video, the whole box.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for that idea the day we leave. I can't really stress how entirely helpful that is.
But is that a good idea?
Yeah, of course. We're going to be like sick TikToks where we all pretended to be like Zendaya and Olivia Benson. Thanks so much, bitch. Like, oh my God.
Well, at least you're not, that song sucks.
I actually, she does perform that song.
I'm sure she does a good version of it.
And she does like a short one.
Perfect.
Yeah, because there's like a bunch of eras. Like we just got Reputation Tour. We just got 1989. We've never seen Folklore, Evermore. A lot of us weren't there for Debut or, you know. So she does a bridge like 1989. She does like Shake It Off, Bad Blood, like the songs everybody hates. And she does them really short. Like
I love that.
Yeah, so that's like a good time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So again, thank you. So generous.
Nobody asked me. Like,
bitch, hey. We don't need to ask. Like, it's like a universal like knowledge. Like, Jackie has the best ideas. Like, you need a question. Like, I literally did a podcast yesterday, and somebody was like, ask me, like, how do you guys do this? And I'm like, Jackie.
Oh,
the whole
so
podcast.
Sweet.
I was like, well, Jackie did that.
Can you share what podcast you did? Or
I don't know.
Soon?
I don't.
Like, when does it come out?
It doesn't come out for a few weeks,
right?
And I don't know. It's not like anything crazy. It's not Howard Stern, you know? Like,
yeah. We have.
But it's a really good. I'll give you a clue. It's a really good podcast of like a very popular influencer who loves the toast, who we've recently become friendly with.
Can't wait to listen.
Yeah, it was good. But she was just like, because she's new to podcasting, she was asking so many questions about like, well, what did you do here, and how do you know about this? I'm like, well, Jackie said that, and then Jackie did that, and yeah, maybe you should have Jackie on.
That's so sweet. Well, if you're going to Arizona with a big girl group, then
take
maybe
Jackie's
it's a good
idea
for you.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen anyone do that.
No, me neither.
Yeah. Thanks. I wonder what it means to Taylor, like how moved she must be by the fact that like everybody is showing up and showing out for her. Like people go to concert shows, the theater,
they
these
wear
days,
merch
and they
jeans.
At best.
Yeah.
At best. They look like they wear sweats, everyone's biker shorts, t-shirt, like, which that's just how people dress. But like everyone just decided to be black tie for Taylor Swift. And it must be like so
flattering
for her. And I wonder what it means to her.
Yeah. Either people are dressing up to the nines, like sequins, black tie, or people are getting so creative with like costumes. Like I saw
like keychain on the ground. Girl.
Yes. I saw two girls dressed up as fire and they were holding blue paintbrushes. It was two girls. Did the twin flame blues paint you blue? Like so niche and it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like it's so flattering. You're right.
Yeah. So I'm sure she like looks around. It's already thousands of people there. Everybody singing every lyric to every song. And they came out and they dressed up for her.
Like they all went to Dry Bar. They all got their makeup done.
Yeah. No, they all like put thought and care into their outfits and like wore dresses and seamless even when the sweats are more comfortable, you know?
Of course. And like I was thinking, like it's a 3-hour concert, I want to like pop my pussy dance. I would love to wear just like athleisure and sneakers. Yeah. I actually am wearing sneakers because I need to know my limits and how much more fun I would probably have if I was like actually comfortable, but I would never do that to Taylor.
No, I think you'll have more fun being dressed up, honestly.
Yeah, like taking pictures. I'm so excited. I just want to prepare everyone, like my stories will be so annoying, like they will be.
I think it's good.
I think it's good.
It's what we need to see.
Good, because it's the one you got.
Do you have your tissues over there? I could just like use a little sniffle.
I love tissues. It's like a new thing I've kind of discovered through Jackie, of course, that like tissues exist. And if you have like a little snot bubble or something or like a runny nose, like you don't have to use your sleeve and you don't have to use a paper towel.
And you don't have to keep snorting up.
Right.
You can just give a little dab with a nice soft tissue.
You can use a tissue. That's like, it's life changing. It's a life changing discovery.
Yeah.
You were like, we need tissues for the studio. I'm like, tissues? And you were so right.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. Well, thank you for the tissue.
It's a pleasure. We've got a great show.
Yeah, we do.
We've got stories. We've got Vanderpump Rules.
We have Vanderpump Rules. Did you watch What Happens Live?
I did. I did turn off maybe with like 10 minutes left because honestly, Annalie Ashford was annoying the fuck out of me.
I liked her enthusiasm.
Me too. It's nice when someone, and they've been doing that, like pairing every Wednesday's Watch What Happens Live with somebody who like gets it. And it's not just like a celebrity who just has something to promote.
Yeah. And a celebrity who would be pissed that the whole time we're talking about Vanderpump Rules.
You're talking to like, you know, a relative nobody, but not in this circumstance. Yeah. So I did watch that and we're going to recap it in addition to the Fast Five. And just a reminder, tomorrow's episode, I'm bringing all my equipment with me. I will be doing my podcast from Nashville. I'll be simmering in a spray tan that Shannon will do. You know Shannon has like a whole ass.
I know. Is she going to spray you?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's intimate.
She literally, nothing is more intimate after what we've been through this weekend, because when we got to the house, like I was sick. And everyone was like, Claudia, like, you can take the master. I'm like, thank you so much. But the bathroom was like literally too big for one person. So everyone's like makeup and hair and like shower station was my bathroom. And so like me, Margo, and Shannon, basically like we all showered in front of each other. Like it, like there's nothing Shannon has seen that
hasn't
already been seen. But she is, it's actually so smart. And the last time I was in Nashville for my show, she did it for me too. And I actually looked so beautiful. It's so smart. She has like a full blown professional airbrush machine that she keeps, and she uses her guest bathroom as like the shower, as the booth. And she's like, yeah. And then she, you know, I was like, will you spray me? She's like, yeah, come over either Thursday night or Friday morning. She's like, wait, no. I'll pick you up from the airport and then take you and spray you and then drop you off at your hotel. Can you believe she offered to pick me up from the airport?
That's so kind. That's real friendship.
I honestly, like, I feel like I'm not going to make her. Like, I actually feel bad.
That's friendship.
She's
Claudia,
such
a friend.
I know. She's such a fucking real one. I love that bitch.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm just excited. I'm so sad you're not coming.
Don't worry about me. Enjoy yourself. You won't even have a thought about me. Send lots of pics. And we can't wait for the recap on Monday.
I know. I mean, I'm back in studio Monday. It's going to be great.
So with that, let's get into...
Should we?
Yeah.
I agree.
The Fast Five stories that you need to know today.
And I'm so excited. We have a new sponsor for a show that I'm quaking over. So Netflix is sponsoring today's episode, telling us about their new show, Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. So it's centered on Queen Charlotte, who we know from Bridgerton.
It's like her origin story.
It's a prequel. It's about her rise to prominence and power. This Bridgerton-verse prequel tells the story of how the young queen's marriage to King George sparked both a great love story and a societal shift, creating the world of the ton inherited by the characters in Bridgerton. So not only do we get Queen Charlotte's origin story, we see so many characters that we know. Angela Danbury.
Yes.
Mrs. Bridgerton, the Bridgerton mom. So it's a story about how young Charlotte, young Agatha Danbury, and young Violet Bridgerton came to be the beloved and revered characters that they are in Bridgerton. You learn how they found their place in power, all while navigating their personal passions and politics. It is, of course, written by Shonda Rhimes, and she's also the executive producer, so you know it's going to be good. While the characters are in positions of power, behind closed doors, they are as vulnerable as the next person. This series explores the struggles to balance their personal life alongside their duty. The love between Queen Charlotte and King George is the love story to inspire all love stories, the kind of love that the entire ton aspires to for themselves. It's the myth that has set everything. The series has all the elements of Bridgerton audiences that they love, you know, like the sex, the steamy romance, the scandal, the ton, of course. And the chemistry between young Queen Charlotte and young King George is steamy. So it's romantic, it's sexy, it's scandalous, it's glamorous, it's relatable, it's daring, and it's authentic. And you can watch it now on Netflix. It premiered today, May 4th. People are already loving it. It's only available on Netflix. You can watch it now. And I am so excited.
Well, I know what I'll be doing this weekend.
Yes. Today's episode is also brought to you by Honey Love. The reviews are in, and Honey Love came out on top for the best wedding day shapewear. Also the best Eras shapewear. And I literally was thinking about canceling my trip last night. I don't know if you saw my Instagram story. I could not find my Honey Love shapewear because I just done laundry. I'm like, where did I put it? I accidentally left it in like the bottom of the laundry bin, but it was clean. It was like a whole thing. But basically all that to say, like, you can't go anywhere without your shapewear. So whether you're a bride, a guest, or you're just looking for an everyday fit at a wedding, Honey Love is your go-to for all things shapewear. They have revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. And of course, we have an exclusive offer for our listeners. Get 20% off your entire order with code TOAST20 at honeylove.com. So I got so many messages actually after our last Honey Love read, people being like, thank you for like the revelation that is Honey Love. I'm going to a wedding, I'm going to an event, I have whatever. And it's really changing people's lives, because you shouldn't have to sacrifice your oxygen just to, you know, have smooth snatched lines when you're wearing a dress. And Honey Love understands that. So their super power short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by just offering you the perfect amount of compression. You don't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to their flexible boning that's hidden in the seams. We've all been here struggling to take off a tight piece of shapewear while you're, you know, trying to use the bathroom at the event. But their shapewear has 100% cotton gusset, so you can skip the extra undies. Plus, it has a convenient opening in the panty area for super easy bathroom access. Treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market. Toasters are loving it, and save 20% off at honeylove.com when you use code TOAST20. That's code TOAST20 at honeylove.com.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Our first story, back to Taylor. Taylor Swift is dating the 1975's Matt Healy after her split with Joe Alwyn, reports The Sun, and everybody else is following suit.
Daily Mail.
That Taylor has reportedly found herself another London boy. She is now dating the 1975 frontman, Matt Healy. A source says, it's super early days, but it feels right. They first dated very briefly almost 10 years ago, but the timings just didn't work out. Although Joe and Taylor's breakup was announced last month, the insider claimed they broke up in February, so there's absolutely no crossover. In fact, the new couple is reportedly ready to go public with their romance this weekend.
You're saying he's bringing them out?
At Swift's upcoming Eras tour in Nashville.
Listen, I would love for all of this to be true, and I'll get into the reasoning why, but one thing about Taylor is, like, we've never bested her. Like, she's always, there's no way, like, a surprise guest has been leaked that...
No, but and not necessarily surprise guest, but maybe he's going to the show with her. Maybe they're going to step out to dinner in Nashville.
I might have to.
That's like the vibe I'm getting.
I have to make dinner reservations.
I don't think that if they are dating that she's going to now like put him front and center at her show.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think more so that they will be spotted together in Nashville.
Well.
Also, they're reporting that unlike Taylor's relationship with Joe, which was extremely private, the source said that the new couple wants to own this romance and not hide it away.
Okay, so let's take two different lanes here. Let's talk about the couple. This being true. Let's say this is true. So here for it. Taylor being in like a public relationship with another star. I've recently fallen into 1975 TikTok, and like I totally understand like the Matty Healy thing. He's like this tortured artist. He's really talented, but he's kind of crazy. He like makes out with fans and he says crazy shit and he's always chain smoking cigarettes and he's always drunk. Like I love that for her. Her going from like this really stable, almost boring relationship with Joe to like chaos. I think that's exactly what she needs, if true. What?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like great. I didn't know what those things.
No, it sounds fun. Like it's a rebound.
I feel like this isn't a rebound.
By the way, I pride myself on knowing everything about Taylor. I did not know that she had previously dated him, albeit like a short, brief romance.
Like, I think it was...
A dalliance.
It was a dalliance.
A dalliance!
Like, maybe even a text message sort of, you know, like maybe an attempted meetup sort of thing.
A dalliance!
A dalliance.
I'm so glad. I hope not spontaneously. Well, whatever.
I also saw a headline that as of a few months ago, he stopped kissing fans at his shows.
Yes.
Which would signal his... love and respect for Miss Swift.
Right, like a monogamous moment.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was like a crazy rock star type. I thought he was like, you talked about him a few months ago on The Toast that he's like, you know, everybody was loving him. Mm-hmm. The 1975 is so good and he's...
They are so good.
The front man, but I didn't know he was a party boy.
Oh, he's nuts.
Bad boy.
If you watch any footage of him on stage, he's so psychotic. He's so talented and it never really gets in the way of his performances, but he's like always drinking, always smoking cigarettes, like always like slurring, like he's nuts. But I think it really is like an act almost. I don't know. It's very like tortured artist vibe. I'm not educated enough on the 1975 yet. I'm getting there to know like who's the real Matt Healy. Mm-hmm. But he's like crazy.
Okay. So would you say like this would be it for her?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was feeling like this was it for her.
No, because they made it seem that way. Like, you know, it was wrong place, right time. Wrong time, right person kind of thing all those years ago, and now they're both in different places. I don't think that this is like it, but it's definitely fun because, oh, and like another clue now in hindsight, before Eras started, Taylor was brought out to a 1975 show and she sang Antihero.
Right.
So it's now we're like looking back, we're like, oh, for sure, they were fucking back, you know, back in the day.
And the source says they were introduced by Jack Antonoff.
Right, which makes sense. I feel like everyone Taylor meets in her life is introduced to her by Jack Antonoff because he just knows everyone.
Yeah.
So
do you believe it?
No.
No.
No, like nothing about Taylor that's actually true, we know. You know, like she really is like this vault.
I kind of believe it.
I want to believe it. But I don't know. Like them saying they're going to like be out and about. Like if she's actually out and about with Matt Healy in Nashville, like then everything in this article is true. You know?
Well, it doesn't mean that everything is true.
I don't know. I just, The Sun.
But it's British.
I know, but like I think I don't understand the landscape of British tabloids. But
everybody else is picking it up.
Yeah, because once one outlet picks it up, all the other outlets can pick it up without having like the blame placed on them.
Yes, but not when it's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so here for it. Like,
and there was a Dumois tip that they were set up by Jack Antonoff.
Yes, and Dumois had posted her podcast, like a sneak peek of her podcast that I think drops today with this clue in it right before the sun came out. So two things.
Things are adding.
Yeah, I'm trepidatious, of course, but I'm optimistic. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
It makes a lot of sense.
Sooner or later, like chocolate. You would like the 1975. It's like, sooner or later. I can never understand what the fuck they're saying, but it's like, sooner or later, you know, like that's the vibe and it's good.
It sounds really good.
It is. Like, sooner or later, feel like chocolate. I only know the word chocolate. Sooner or later, so it's like happy music. Like, you know?
Yeah. You love know? It.
Yeah, it's cute. So, what does this mean? Where do we go? I don't know. But I feel good knowing, like, able to make this story about me. Like, I will be in Nashville. I'll tell you guys everything.
You'll
I
let
say.
Us know what you see.
And I will be, like, hitting up all the hot spots just to, you know, look around corners, dark hallways, seeing if I see them.
Yeah. I think that this makes a lot of sense for her next relationship. Like, she's still, like, it's a little bit similar to Joe, but also very different.
She really does love a British boy.
You know, she loves a London boy.
She enjoys nights in Brixton. What?
Like, that didn't change just because, like, her and Joe changed.
Yeah, but, like, really all of her boyfriends, like, Harry, Tom Hiddleston, Joe. What other Brits was she linked to?
Not all.
No, not all, but, like, a lot recently.
They're also just, like, a lot of boyfriends.
Don't be that, Jackie.
No, I'm not saying it in a negative way.
Don't.
I'm literally...
Don't do it.
But I'm not saying it in a derogatory way. It's just like the volume. There's lots to choose from, which I love that for her. So and toxic. Also, like so she's been toxic. Off the market for a few years.
Yes.
And now we're getting like this Taylor back, like eligible Taylor back.
No, and I also feel
and
like
I find it very exciting. And me I'm too. Not like there's no shade in anything that I'm saying. Like, what else the fuck should she be doing?
No, totally.
She's been famous for 15 years and like a gorgeous single girl. What the fuck should she be doing?
No, and I feel like we're like right now the Taylor that we have is like the best version of Taylor. I feel like she's like probably the happiest she's ever been. She's so confident. I feel like for a lot of years she like struggled with like the fame, and I feel like she's at a good place now. So whoever, like, I feel like now she's gonna be like attracting that energy. And that's what I said. I don't think you were on the toast. I think maybe it was Margo, like when we were dissecting the breakup, everyone was like crestfallen. I'm like, no, bitch. Like, I love a single, like, I lived for Taylor's boyfriend's era. Like, I've been kind of bored.
But boring is
good.
Nice.
No, of course. Like, she has to make a life for herself. But yeah. I'm commenting merely as a spectator.
And had you seen the rumor before that she was dating that F1 driver?
Yes. And he was like making tick. There was like a very baseless, small, I didn't even hear it. Rumor that she was dating this F1 driver. Then he started making all these TikToks using her music, and people were like, it means it's true. And I'm like, no, this guy's just fucking thirsty. Yeah. And he's made multiple TikToks. The more he makes, the less valid this rumor is. And I don't even know this man, but I think he's a thirsty loser now. And I'm sure Taylor does too.
I'm sure Taylor doesn't know this man either.
Literally, I am sorry to this man.
Yeah. Okay, so hopefully there's more where this came from.
Yeah. I will say, like, on a looks level, I don't think they're equal. You know, I like to... You know, Taylor's like the most beautiful woman ever. And he's like, you know, but that's the thing. It's like tortured artists who are a little bit ugly. Like, people think they're hot. Like, he's not traditionally gorgeous, handsome. You know, he's not like Jake Gyllenhaal, for lack of a better example.
But I think she's beyond that. You know,
yeah, yeah,
like,
no,
looks
she's
are looking
so,
into their soul.
Looks are so like, 2012.
Like, would you say Joe is as handsome as her?
No, but I think some people find Joe extremely handsome. I don't.
Would
I didn't.
Would you say Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah, he's handsome.
He is?
He's like classically handsome, yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
To me, he's no more or less handsome than Matt Healy.
No, I think he's more handsome.
Let me get a nice photo of him.
I love like judging other men's looks and like calling them ugly. It's my favorite thing.
No.
Tom Hiddleston is very classically handsome. So is
what are
Joe.
You talking about?
Let me look again. Yeah. Okay, like that's a bad pick. No, okay. He's just like really not photogenic. And this long hair era he was in is not cute.
It's like I have to Google pictures of all these men because like I don't know whether or not they're handsome because I don't look at them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like I look through them.
Tom Hiddleston is handsome. I stand by what I said. Like, so there are some ugly pictures of him on the internet though. I mean, relatable. Relatable.
Okay. Well, are you ready to move on from this?
Like no.
For today.
I don't think I'll ever be ready, but yes. For the sake of, you know, the memory cards.
Right.
I'm ready.
Our next story, Jackson Mahomes, brother of Patrick Mahomes, is now
cousin out, of Austin.
Cousin of Austin Mahomes is now out on bond following aggravated sexual battery accusation. So yesterday it was reported that Jackson Mahomes was arrested on charges of aggravated sexual battery. This was in connection with the incident that we had described a few weeks ago of him at a bar.
Was that a few weeks ago? It does feel like a few months.
A few weeks could be a few months. No, it wasn't so like 2 to 3 weeks. It was definitely like a month or two.
I feel like it was actually 3 to 4 months. Like
everything is 3 to 4 months.
I know.
So a local news channel captured footage of him walking to his car from the Johnson County Detention Center. According to the outlet, he was charged with 3 felony counts of aggravated sexual battery and a misdemeanor count of battery. He was out on a $100,000 bond, and his arrest stems from the alleged incident at a local restaurant in late February. Okay.
Late February. What is it? Early May. It's a couple. It's 2 months, right? Okay. February to March, March to April. It's like 10 weeks.
So that's more than a couple weeks.
Yeah. So we're both wrong.
In the middle.
Right.
This is what was right.
Right. So what's so unique about the situation? I feel like a lot of times, like, you know, we report on celebrities, like even that Jonathan Majors thing that like kind of is not going away. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. He's been dropped by like his, like there's, I think there's more stuff coming out. It's always like he said, she said, like who do we believe? This whole thing is captured on footage, on camera. The footage of it is so disgusting. Like he did that shit and good. Yeah. Good. He got arrested. Good. Good.
Yeah.
So no one's above the law, bitch.
No.
It's just so weird. Like, you know, Patrick is this like American icon.
He was at the Met Gala. Just at the Met Gala. We forgot to talk about him there.
Did he win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Travis. He won the Super Bowl. Like, Travis. It's this difference is so stark. And I'm sure he's like supporting his brother during this time because he's been very supportive of his brother. But it's so weird.
Yeah. It's not good. He needs to get his act together.
He needs to get it, like, because clearly everything that like has happened to Jackson Mahomes is a byproduct of like him thinking he's the shit, untouchable.
Yeah.
When it's not even his success, it's his brother's success. His brother's not out here acting like that. His brother's like a nice, happily married man. They just had a baby. You know, he goes to work every day and comes home. His fucking brother, it's like, it's not even about you.
Yeah.
My God, delusional energy.
Yeah.
That you could just do whatever you want and make out with whoever you want. Good for this girl. Like, I hope she takes this all the way.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all on camera. He's literally disgusting. And I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for... And you know me, I was a staunch defender. I thought people were too mean to Jackson Mahomes, but people saw something I didn't see.
Yeah, just like on Vanderpump Rules last night.
Which part?
Like Lala and Katie seeing something that nobody can see.
Yeah. No, and like Ariana, like...
Ariana.
Like being so trusting.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Like it's almost, it's sweet if it weren't so stupid.
No, like it actually is bad.
Yeah.
Like.
It's like Sheena too.
Yeah.
Like reflecting so poorly on everyone. But you know, you really can't blame someone for wanting to see the good in people.
Yeah. We'll talk about
it. Okay.
Because I do feel that way about the Raquel stuff. But like, why was she just like so adamant to like not go after Sandoval for lying about the Uber at the Labor Day party?
Yeah, and she was, like kind of putting that on Lala.
So, like, he literally standing there lying. And it's like, so, Lala, did you get what you wanted? It's like, well, I was doing this for you. So you could see that your man doesn't care about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Well, Ariana's been, she's like, you know.
She learned. But it was weird to watch. And it was making, it was like.
It was, that conversation about the Newport Beach barbecue party was weird. Because, like, Lala was trying to point out inconsistencies. And Ariana was like, okay, Tom, get over here. I mean, okay, Lala, you were right. Now what?
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's like, do something about it.
Right, right.
Whatever. Right, we'll get there. We'll get there. I can't make everything about Vanderpump Rules.
I can.
Are you ready for our next story?
What do you think?
I think so.
Okay.
It's a little real estate news because Pedophile Island has been sold. Billionaire Stephen Dekoff snaps up dead pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's 2 private islands for $60 million to develop state-of-the-art luxury resorts.
That's what I had said. That's what I think when I was co-hosting with Ben, maybe during your maternity leave, we were talking about like, who's going to buy this? And Ben was like a Marriott or like a Four Seasons. Someone's going to buy it because it's cheap at the price because of what happened there.
Yeah, it was originally listed for $125 million. So it went almost for half. Less than half.
Right. So, you know what? People will forget. You know, I'm not going to not stay at this gorgeous hotel because the person who owned it previously was a freak. It's a good business. Honestly, it's a good business move. But who is this guy?
He's the founder of private equity firm Black Diamond Capital Management, and he has announced plans to develop a state-of-the-art luxury 25-room resort on the land.
25-room? Oh, that's, like, really small.
Yeah. It's, like...
It's, like, it's not a hotel. It's, like, a private resort.
Yeah, it's not, like, going to be, like...
Yeah, it's, like, where Sophia Richie Grainge would probably honeymoon. Oh, I found out where she was honeymooning.
In the Maldives.
Yeah, but everyone, like, couldn't figure it out. But then she geotagged it for a second and accidentally and removed it. The one and only.
Nice.
I hadn't heard of it.
There's one in
Cabo that Lauren Bostic always goes to. That's how I know what it is. But when celebrities go to the Maldives, they always stay at the Brando or the Four Seasons. Like, Obama stayed at the Brando. So I was like, why wouldn't the Granges?
Maybe it's new.
Maybe.
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 So.
Sorry, continue. So he owns Black Diamond Capital
Management. And so this is like.
So like a person didn't buy it. Like a company did. Like the article's like a little misleading. Because they're going to, you know.
Sort of.
Like a venture. VC bought it.
Yeah. But it's in his name. Like they didn't.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's like a personal investment of his. It's a pretty decent investment. I do think people will eventually. Move on. Of course
they will. Where is it? British Virgin Islands, right?
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Mm. British Virgin Islands are much nicer.
But like here, you wouldn't need a passport.
Who doesn't have a passport?
No, like it's just sometimes
like
nice.
If you can afford to it's go nice to a 25 to room, you have a fucking passport.
Sometimes, okay, fine. But sometimes it's like nice to not have to go international.
For sure. But like if you're staying at this hotel, like you are most likely flying private and it's like really the same thing.
For sure.
Flying private internationally.
It's customs versus no customs.
There's literally no customs. Like when you fly, not to be like so obnoxious, like I have flown private internationally. They literally like come onto your plane and stamp. They took a look at you and like give you a piece of paper and they move on. Like it's a 5 minute thing.
You could save those 5 minutes now that it's U.S. Virgin Islands.
5 minutes is nothing to rich people. That's what Taylor Strecker was saying. Like
time's the only commodity you can't buy.
Rich people figure it out. Taylor Strecker was talking about this thing called stealth wealth. It's like this new trend. It's like how like really rich people live in an entirely different world. Like wearing a coat, like rich people don't wear coats because like they're never outside, you know?
Yeah.
And like customs, stealth wealth, not a thing.
Yeah. These inconveniences.
Yeah. No, for like regular people traveling commercial, it's like hours and like years off your life just to go through customs. Rich people, 6 minutes.
Got it. Okay. So passport or no passport, you can go.
Right. And I have traveled to both the U.S. and the British Virgin Islands in one trip.
And did you find that one was like more convenient?
Oh, convenient beyond U.S. The beauty of the two, it's not even comparable. It's crazy how it's literally an hour boat ride or like actually, what did we do? We flew. It's an hour flight on like a tiny, not even an hour, like it's a 30 minute flight on one of those tiny planes. The difference, like the British Virgin Islands are so much more beautiful. Like it's crazy. But it was so annoying. Like I couldn't watch the Harry and Meghan interview because I was in Britain. It was when the Oprah interview came out.
Oh, right.
And I was so excited.
You
needed
your VPN.
I had to get a VPN on my phone. Oh my God, my phone was like 1,000 degrees. I was watching it at the beach, like so turned, like literally using like a remote satellite VPN, but I got it.
It's just so hard to be like a luxury vacationer like you.
Who has like a deep obsession with pop culture. Yeah, it's extremely trying. This is me trying.
Would you go here?
If I could afford it, yeah.
You wouldn't.
If somebody took me.
If
I'll tell Brian to get on it. Maybe they need like, you know, some hot influencers to like promote the new resort when it comes up and I'll definitely go.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what? The land didn't do anything.
No, why are we blaming the land?
It was the people on top.
No, by the way, I think like anyone who wouldn't stay here because of what used to happen, like as like some sort of being like self-righteous, like that's moronic. Maybe you would feel a little weird, that I understand. But like, oh, I would never stay there. They used to own, why?
Yeah.
You're going to, why?
Like that stance doesn't do anything. It doesn't.
Except hurt you. Like you don't get to go on a beautiful trip.
Yeah. No, but it doesn't help the victims or anything.
No. So just like take the trip. I think honestly, like that's what everyone would want.
And then maybe find another way to help the victims to balance it out.
Because you clearly care.
Yeah. There should be like a victim fund.
Yeah. Where like a portion of the proceeds.
Yeah. Like when you're checking out to book your stay, it's like, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar?
Right.
Or like nearest $100,000.
Right.
To help the victims.
That's such a good point.
Free idea.
Free idea.
But it will cost you. Are you ready for our next story?
If it's the next story, that's brought to you by State Farm.
It is.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create a plan that gives you options so you get an affordable price. And it comes with a lot of benefits, like the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price just for you. Because after all, life is so much better when you can personalize your experiences. I mean, what's more personal than insurance? Quite
not
literally
even,
nothing.
Not comedy.
Not food. Not poetry. No, like... Jackie and I, name two girls more similar. We have so
Jax and Claude.
We are so similar. When I tell you, our personal price plans are so different. You're a homeowner, a car owner, twice. I don't have much to my name, but I still need insurance.
You're like, a renter.
I'm a renter. Like, we have different needs and we're so similar. And that's why insurance should be personal. And it is. Because personalization means you have the power to choose what you want to include and what you want to leave out. It just feels better that way. And why shouldn't insurance work like that too? That's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan is all about. You can choose to include options like bundling your home and auto policies. That means you'll get the coverage you want at an affordable price just for you. In the end, you'll have a policy that gives you what you want. And doesn't that feel better? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, and eligibility may vary. Thank you, State Farm, for sponsoring today's episode. And thank you, Vegamore, for sponsoring today's episode as well. We're always trying to do right by our bodies. So when it comes to our hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, get products that are made with clean ingredients and give us visibly healthy hair and scalp. With Vegamore, we are able to have visibly thicker, fuller, and shinier hair without all the harsh ingredients. All Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. So everybody knows, like, I'm dealing with this issue and I'm, like, trying all different things. I've, you know, recently started shedding my hair. I was literally, like, freaking out about it a few weeks ago. You're in, like, your pregnant clean girl era. So mm-hmm. We both have, like, different needs.
Different reasons to come to the same product.
Right. So Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit, which is what Jackie and I both use, you get to try more than one amazing product, and they also have great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on products that you need to take care of your hair. The key with your hair care routine is consistency if you want the most beautiful, healthy looking hair. That's why we use Vegamore the Grow Hair Serum. We use it daily on our hair and scalp, and we're flourishing. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. It's really popular for a reason. That's how good it is. Give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, the Toast listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/toast and use code toast. I have seen definite results. And honestly, I feel like the hardest part about, like, going through, like, hair shedding or thinning, whatever you're going through, is, like, feeling so helpless. And, like, once you just start actively using Vegamore, like, it feels, it's such a weight off your chest.
The process.
And you're like, you're doing something about it. Like, just if it's been bothering you, like, get started because it will feel better.
Trust the process. Also, Vegamore is perfect for me because it's clean, but it also promotes growth. Like, I still am in my regrowth era, but I want to use clean products. Mm-hmm. Vegamore. You ready for our next story?
I am.
Priyanka Chopra was on Howard Stern, and she's opening up about her botched nose job and how she fell into a deep, deep depression over it.
Howard Stern's making waves this month.
He is.
This week.
Priyanka Chopra says she fell into a deep, deep depression after a botched nose procedure and thought her career in entertainment was totally over. She made the revelations during an interview with Howard Stern on his show, going into detail about the dark period earlier in her life. She told Howard that a physician recommended that she go under the knife to remove a polyp in her nasal cavity. She followed the doctor's instructions and got the nose job, but afterwards she says her face looked completely different, causing her to slip into a deep, deep depression. Not only did the surgery affect her physical appearance, but it negatively impacted her work. She was said she was fired from 3 films as a result of the bungled procedure, making her think that her career was over before it started. She says things got so bad that she didn't even want to leave her house at times, but her late father, who was a doctor as well, convinced her to get corrective surgery despite her misgivings. So he went and was in the room with her and holding her hand and helped her build back her confidence. She says she got her career back on track with the help of Bollywood director Anil Sharma and was grateful to him for giving her a supporting role in a movie, even though she was originally slated to play the lead. She then went on to star in several major Hollywood TV series, including Citadel and Quantico.
Yeah, Quantico, like, really put her on the map.
Yeah. So, but this, in America. This was, like, very early in her career. And here are 3 photos of the nose.
I don't really know what I'm looking at. Like,
I think
after the botched nose job, like, it still looks pretty fine.
It still looks really good, but it clearly changed her face, and she had gotten famous, like,
yeah, with one face.
And this has happened before to celebrities. Like, you go in for, like, a little tweak or a change, mm-hmm. and it's like, it changes your whole face. That's what happened to
Chloe.
No, but Chloe's not.
It wasn't a tweak, but Chloe got to a place where, like...
But Chloe's famous for, like, being Chloe. No, Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. That's, like, the famous story.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she was in the biggest movie, and then she changed her face, and then she wasn't in the biggest movies anymore.
Right. I have like a hot take on this story, and I don't know if I should just shut up because it's kind of mean.
Is it like tiny violins playing?
It's tiny violins, but it's also like, I don't know, I feel like this is like somebody's attempt to be like authentic and raw, and it's like not sad. Like, oh, you had a bad nose job and your daddy doctor like brought you back to get another one. Like, okay. Like, I feel like there's actually a lot of parts of Priyanka's life that I don't know about that are immensely interesting. Like, I would love to know like all about Bollywood and how she made the transition. Like, I don't know. I just felt like she wanted to endear herself to people. And like, this story is just like not cutting it for me. Like, that's your dark time. Like, your nose job. Like, I don't know. I've never gotten a nose job, and maybe it's like really traumatic to have. I don't know. I'm just like, okay.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but then like to this has like just because knowing that this has happened like a few times where it changes your face, then like you lose out on three roles, like you regret so wholeheartedly this thing that you've done. I'm sure it sent her into a dark time, and you know the worst time in someone's life is the worst time in their life.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
the worst
yeah.
thing that they've ever
no,
been
you're
through.
You're right. You're right. I'm
and,
being mean.
No, and it's like maybe it's not the worst thing of all time, but it's still the hardest thing that they've ever had to go through. But I do completely fucking see your point. And I also like just...
No, I'm sure honestly Priyanka Chopra like has been through a lot of stuff. Like any person has. And like, I don't know, this is like her vulnerable moment. I'm just like having a hard time being like, oh my God.
I also feel like her saying that she went under to remove the polyp in her nasal cavity. Like she could also just say like,
I wanted a nose job. Yeah, people
it's
love...
It's giving, like, deviated septum.
It's giving deviated septum. But no, I actually really did have a deviated septum.
I'm sure you did.
But if I'm you sure liked, you did have a polyp.
If you liked how it looked, you wouldn't have touched it.
And by the way, you can get deviated septum surgery and polyp surgery without changing the shape of your nose at all. Ben got, like, the sinus deviated septum surgery, and his nose is exactly the same.
Right.
Because Ben loves his nose. He never wanted to change it. He almost put off the surgery for years because he thought he had to. Like, you don't have to. So when people say that, like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
All this to say, I didn't watch the whole interview. Maybe she said that.
And
it's not in this article.
And maybe this article is just making her come off as like inauthentic, because this is just giving like very woe is me. Like maybe if I watch the interview, it would endear me to her more.
I feel like it would. I feel like, you know, having a period of, especially as a young aspiring actress, yeah. having a period where they're kind of like on the outs and you did it to yourself. And it's like
because of your physical appearance.
And yeah, and it's like a choice that you made. Like I imagine that's really hard to go through as a young woman. Like I don't think that this was not nothing, but I understand what you're saying, that it's giving like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Hey, feel sorry for me.
Yeah. No, it's just giving like a, it feels like so out of touch. Like, I don't know.
She's just talking. Like
I know. I hate to be this person. That's why I almost didn't say it.
I'm sure it's a very long interview. I'm sure this was like the thing that a lot of publications found the most interesting.
Yeah.
People love talking about plastic surgery. So I'm not going to like be like, you know, Priyanka Chopra sat down to talk about her nose.
Right,
job.
Right.
She's like writing
sharing.
A book.
Yeah, she was just sharing. And like, we're choosing to read this.
And like, you're allowed to share. And
you
it
are.
Doesn't have to like break the internet every time. And it doesn't have to be the saddest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. I guess.
Like, just everyone has their own personal internal struggles. And I didn't know that about her.
I didn't know that about her either. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. It's left.
Yeah, wait, why'd you put the iPad down? We have another story.
Because we were leaving it at that.
Yeah, no. That was giving, like, conclusive energy, like, of the episode.
Now the episode's over.
Wait, there was something I wanted to say on the toast yesterday that I totally forgot.
Okay.
And then I remembered it as I was, like, falling asleep. I'm like...
Was it about the Met Gala?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Okay.
It's going to come to me later. Like, wait. Oh, you know what we haven't spoken about? The writer's strike.
Oh, I thought you were going to say draft day.
Draft day too. I've been getting so many TikToks of like emotional videos of people getting their phone calls from the coaches. I fucking love videos like that. That's like military reunions. I love.
I actually watched a lot of the draft because Zach was insistent that we watch. Mm-hmm. And so I got to see all of the fanfare.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
It's such an exciting day.
But the writer's strike is like a really big deal. So Pete Davidson's SNL episode, he was supposed to host on Saturday.
He was supposed to host?
Yes, he was supposed to come back. The episode's canceled. The writers are on strike. And I believe it's an NBC thing. So it's like for Peacock. Writers want to be, they want to... like adjust the terms of their contracts, because with streaming, like all their shit is getting like so much bigger and they want to be paid accordingly, and people are like holding out. But at the Met Gala, like everyone was asked about it, and like everyone is no one's going to be like, I am against the writers union. Yeah. No one will ever write No one will ever write a good role for them. But Amanda Seyfried gave like the weirdest thing. Like she obviously just didn't know what was going on. It's like, it's fine. You don't know. I have to know everything about everything. And she was like, yeah, like it's fucked. Like just like help the writers. Like her interview was so cringe. And like there are some people, especially like John Mulaney and Jimmy Fallon, who like were at one point writers. They know a lot about it. So they're like really educated. Rob Lowe is, you know, it's giving very much like PR moment, but he's out there with, he's doing something. Like, he's out there with the picket toes. Yeah. Amanda Seyfried is like with her full glam, like, it's just fucked, right, man? Like, she sounded high. Like, so fucked. Like, I don't get it. Like, just come on. Give them. She didn't even know, like, what they were asking for.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, no, she's like, I support. I don't know anything about it, but I'm with the writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
But do you remember the writer strike when we were kids?
Of course.
Desperate Housewives?
All of our favorite shows were impacted.
Oh, my God. It was so annoying. We were like, come on, writers. We were so mad.
We were so mad. It was like, oh, no, our favorite show's not on next week because there's a writer strike.
Right. And this is where it really kind of pays to be a big fan of reality television because there are no writers.
That's true. Or, like, binge watching shows and it's not like you're waiting for the next episode.
But when the last writer strike, which I believe like when we were in like middle school, lasted a really long time. Like, how long does this last?
I don't know.
It's like that episode of 30 Rock.
I feel like Amanda Seyfried. Like, I don't know, a lot about it.
I know.
And I'm just, come on, man.
But what I know about it, I know from the episode of 30 Rock.
Help, like, the writers.
Jack is negotiating with Kenneth and he just wants like, you know, $1 an hour and Jack won't give it to him. But that's what I know about this. But I'm just wondering what it means for us, like, as viewers. Like, I do believe if it goes on for a certain amount of time,
less
like
content. Yeah.
We will be impacted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interessant.
Very interesting. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am.
It's a very exciting story because it's brought to you by the MTV Movie and TV Awards, because the MTV Movie and TV Awards are back.
I know. I saw a commercial for them yesterday and I was shook that Drew Barrymore
is
the host. They got an A-list host.
Live Sunday at 8, 7 Central and hosted by the one and only Drew Barrymore, who is just like the host du jour these days.
No, do you think that Drew Barrymore is going to, like, with every person who wins, like, go up and like touch eyeballs and kiss them?
Oh, that's the thing about her.
Yeah, she like can't stop touching people. Honestly, COVID was probably really hard for her.
It's the biggest night to be a fan, and for good reason. It's an award show that honors the movies and TV shows we actually watch.
True. So true. Like, not us going through like all the other award shows being like the nominees and like we've never heard of half of these things.
Literally, we're gonna get to the nominees and we've seen all the movies.
And what I like about this award show is like everybody really shows up because it's just fun.
It's fun.
It's and not it's like so a fun serious red carpet.
And the awards are chosen by the fans, and I do think that means the most to most of the artists.
I agree.
So the awards are chosen and voted on by the fans, and some of the categories and nominees include Best Movie. You want to place our votes?
Yeah, okay, read me the nominees.
Avatar, The Way of Water.
Oh, that's like, it's so hard to be up against Avatar.
It is. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Also hard to be up against Black Panther.
Elvis.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought you were like Elvis. Nope.
No. Scream 6. Smile. Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. Maybe we'll get like another Sydney Sweeney, Glenn Powell red carpet moment.
Maybe.
Because Glenn Powell might show up and like.
But why would she be there?
Because like they're allegedly dating.
No, but they're not going to give it away so fast.
Maybe they will for the MTV TV and Movie
Awards.
But
she did post a picture to her Instagram about their movie got a release date in December. Mm-hmm. And it's like a picture of her and Glenn in the article.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Something is up.
Okay. Best show. Stranger Things.
Okay.
The Last of Us. The White Lotus.
Oh, but we didn't give a vote for the first one. I think Avatar. Like, I don't know how you go up against Avatar and lose.
Yeah.
I mean,
or Black Panther. Avatar or Black Panther.
Okay.
Now, best show. Stranger Things, The Last of Us, The White Lotus, Wednesday, Wolfpack, Yellow Jackets, Yellowstone.
Do you think, like, the cast of... things are so weird with Yellowstone. I feel like no one... they don't want to walk any carpets because they're just going to be asked, like, what's going on.
Yeah, and I think they're filming, so they can't
like,
walk.
And I feel like, not one of them will show up. I do think White Lotus will win, one, because it really was, like, the TV show of the year, and two, because Jennifer Coolidge is being honored with a comedy award.
Yes, she's getting the Comedic Genius Award.
So it would just be, like, a great night for Jennifer Coolidge if she could win all of them.
Oh, I think
and that, she'll be there to accept.
A good, very good point. I'm surprised she wasn't at the Met Gala.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was thinking about that.
That's weird.
Well,
it wasn't for lack of invitation.
Movie and TV awards are her Met Gala.
They respect.
I think that The Last of Us might win because everybody is talking about that show.
I know, and I didn't watch it, and I feel like I feel so out of the loop.
I know, but I also don't think that I just don't think it's a show for me.
But your queen from Game of Thrones is in it.
Bella Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's hard.
Was she a Ramsey in the show?
No, she was a northerner, though.
Oh, okay, because it's giving Ramsay Bolton energy.
It is. Also, everyone's favorite category, the most iconic category.
The kiss.
Best kiss. So we have Anna Torv and Infected in The Last of Us. Harry Styles and David Dawson in My Policeman, Madison Bailey and Rudy Pankow in Outer Banks. Oh, I just watched.
Oh, actually, I like that.
Yeah, Riley Keough and Sam Claflin from Daisy Jones and the Six.
No.
Nope. And Selena and Cara Delevingne, Only Murders in the Building.
That wasn't like a really great kiss. It was kind of weird and like soft.
I'm kind of rooting for Outer Banks.
Me too. Because honestly, I didn't even realize when I was watching the show how much I shipped them until like the show. Because it really was like for her and Pope.
Yeah.
But until like the show changed my mind, I was so here for her and JJ. Jage. And it actually, it was a really good kiss too.
Yeah.
When did they kiss? My vote. On the boat? No, they almost kissed.
After he broke her out of camp, no?
Yeah. I love JJ.
Yeah. No, they're really, really cute.
That's my selection as well.
Also, there's just going to be a ton of appearances from celebs. It'll be star-studded, Jamie Lee Curtis, Tiffany Haddish, Gal Gadot, Halle Berry, Anthony Ramos, Sarah Michelle Gellar, the cast of Vanderpump Rules, the cast of Yellow Jackets, so many more.
The cast of Vanderpump Rules, I feel like every year for this award show, like they always show up and show out. Like it's really glamorous, but this year more than ever. But like, do Raquel and Tom go?
Like, together?
Right.
They should.
I feel like
fuck it.
I feel like this always it always lines up that this award show is like at the either the very end of Vanderpump Rules or right after it ends, and it's like a nice way to like conclude the season, and they all dress up and like look really great. But now like there's so much more. I feel like, and what if Ariana brings her new mans? Kristen was talking about it last night.
Yeah,
that she has a new man and that he's lovely.
Yeah, so this, you're not going to want to miss the MTV Movie and TV Awards, which are Sunday live at 8, 7 Central. It's the biggest night to be a fan. Don't miss the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards, hosted by Drew Barrymore, live Sunday at 8, 7 Central. Watch on MTV.
All right, let's do TV recap. Speaking of Vanderpump Rules, we were just...
Speaking of TV Awards, right. Vanderpump Rules.
Last night's episode of Vanderpump Rules, I did misspeak. The finale of Vanderpump Rules, I wasn't entirely wrong because I said yesterday, it airs May 17th. So I think there's two more episodes?
Yeah, had a week's work.
I don't know. It's the 4th. So then the 11th, then two more.
But the finale is the 17th. Bless
yes.
you. So one more before the finale.
One more before the finale. And it definitely feels that way. Like things are coming to a head.
Yes.
So last night...
Okay, but I also feel like this line that they gave us that nothing has been edited since Scandoval broke is a lie.
I think so too.
There's so many scenes where they're like punching in on Scandoval when Raquel is speaking that there's no way we're there before.
Okay, let's talk about glamping. Because first of all, there was no glut in that amping. It was full on camping. It looked horrible. Weird crew. And weirdness about. Like the gift like was so weird. Like first of all, who gives someone a pair of sunglasses without a case?
Like that's what's weird.
I thought that was weird. Like he pulled these like sunglasses that have been like chilling in his pocket or probably like all scratched up. And he was like giving it to her just like it meant so much. And it was just weird. And it was just like Raquel was so emotional the whole time. It made me feel like maybe she had
was
like
drunk. They were
like,
all drunk.
It felt like she was maybe like high or like took mushrooms. Like I know that group.
They were all under the influence. I mean, not everyone.
When she's going to bed crying with the sunglasses on.
Oh, I must have been on my phone. when she's giving like her toes, which by the way, she finally learned how to like do a toes. Yeah. Everyone's being like so mushy. Mm-hmm. Even when they're sitting around, like you can just tell they're just being drunk or high or whatever.
Yeah, emo.
So emo, take that with a grain of salt, but still like that's how they were behaving.
Yeah, and like all the weird speeches about like her wanting, you know, pageants were so stifling for her and she started crying when she was like... You know, I was supposed to be an occupational therapist. And I'm like, why are we crying?
No, and she was like, with pageants, you have to have your career planned out. So at a young age, she chose to be an occupational therapist. And since then, it just felt like her life was mapped out before her. It sounds like she sounds like Queen Elizabeth. And she's had this, like, you know, duty that she has to uphold. And it's like, okay, girl, like, then don't be an occupational therapist.
Right. And then she, like, and this part, she's not drunk because she's in her confessionals. She's, like, crying again about how she's just, like, desperate to be a good role model. And it was just, like, it was all too much.
It was so weird when she's like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Like, and my parents like are like, what are you doing? And they were like, well, what about pageants?
No, but it's like, what about the elephant in the room? You're literally a famous reality star. Like, it's good.
Yeah. No, but when she, 2 seasons ago, she said she like was not going to be on the show anymore. And she was going to go back to like doing the work that she wanted to do. And I thought that was like really respectable. So I'm sure her parents are like, what happened to you? But I also think she's going through a crisis right
clearly,
now.
Clearly.
And I think that's what they're saying. And she like knows that she is, but doesn't know how to get out of it. So she sleeps with Tom Sandoval for 6 months.
Right. She must have been in a major crisis because he's just getting weirder and weirder looking, like with his outfits and his long hair. and I just can't fucking stand him. And honestly, like in last week and this week, he's getting like caught in the lie. So the editing at the beginning of the episode, I actually thought, I saw a lot of people being like, this is confusing. I found it to be really helpful. Like it was a full blown timeline of how everything found out. But oh my God, Ken Vanderpump Todd with his rehearsed line, like Lisa found something out. And Lisa is a producer of the show and she wanted to it to be on camera and she found it out, I guess, off camera.
No, she found out when the tasting, when Raquel showed up.
Oh, right. So why did she clearly make Ken come into the kitchen and be like, can you believe Raquel slept at Tom Sandoval's house? Like, it was so scripted.
Oh, I didn't think that. I feel like Lisa would have brought it up.
Regardless.
Because it was also on camera, like the tasting.
He was like, how about that Raquel sleeping at Tom Sandoval's
house? I love that for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So I found the editing to be like helpful, like how the game of telephone actually started. And yeah. Everyone was coming to things like on their own. Like that James and Lala conversation had nothing to do with what Lisa Vanderpump like had already found out and thus making it even more weird.
Yeah, but Lala got her information from Katie.
Right.
But James already knew from Tom Sandoval and Brock conversation.
And it's like they clearly had something to hide.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they didn't get their story more straight. Like Tom Sandoval being like, she dipped.
Oh my God, if he says dipped again. And what's so, oh my God, he's so annoying. He's like, dude, she dipped. I'm like, shut up. What does that mean?
Calling Lisa dude.
And by the way, saying someone dipped means that they left.
Yep.
Okay, but in Tom Sandoval's world.
He was saying she left and went to a different room.
So no, in Tom Sandoval's world, it means that she dipped, she went to sleep. That's what.
That's not what it means though. But that's not what it means.
Later in the show, when he's, I think when he's talking about the Labor Day party, he said like Jason dipped. So Jason left.
Right.
So what the fuck does dipped mean in your world?
Right, you got him.
You fucking annoying piece of shit.
You got him.
It's so annoying.
She got him.
Like, use words.
Use
the That's English why language. We have language.
The English language is beautiful. And there's really...
Otherwise, we're just like a Tower of Babel. People talking, not understanding.
There is a word for everything. Dalliance.
There's a word for everything. Did she go to sleep?
Was it acrimonious?
Did she leave?
So that whole saga just like was bad.
And
a bad
then also look. Raquel said she slept on the couch. Then Tom Sandoval said
she was in the guest room.
She's in my bed, the guest bed. Yeah. In my bed, the guest bed.
Yeah. And the way Ariana is like so unbothered by all of this is suspicious.
And no, it's suspicious. And of course, like I'm Team Ariana. Like, of course. But I'm just reacting to the things that I'm seeing.
Of course.
And I don't understand why she's being this way. Like I don't.
Yeah, like even in the most trusting relationships, like weird is weird.
Weird is weird.
Weird is weird.
And everybody like keeps posing this question, like, would you trust your partner like to sleep in the same bed as your best friend? And mm-hmm. Some people are like, yeah, because it depends. Like, I trust my partner, I trust my friend. No.
Wait, no. The answer here's the thing.
No.
Would I trust Ben to sleep in a bed and not do anything with another woman? Yes. Is in any fucking world that even remotely fucking okay? No. And throats will be slit.
If Ben wound up like crashing in a bed with one of your friends,
yeah.
Like, I trust that nothing would happen.
Same.
But the act itself is so inappropriate, there must be consequences.
And it makes me question this person who I thought I knew.
There must, and like, okay, maybe you guys were so drunk you just like fell into sleeping into the same bed. Then you have to start monitoring your drinking. If that's
the only circumstance where that's okay is that Ben and a friend of mine have been abducted and thrown in a room with one bed. And honestly, even then, Ben should sleep on the floor if it's a girl. Give the girl the bed.
Yeah.
And Ben has a bed back.
But it's like, why were they abducted together? Why were they together alone?
What were they doing?
It's so, like, Andy asked Annalie Ashford.
I know, she was like, yeah, I would trust.
But not Raquel, not Tom Sandoval.
Right,
like,
right.
No. Like, it's not about trust. It's just about, like,
weird
boundaries and, like, things don't happen.
100%.
Things, like, some things shouldn't happen.
Right. So.
Even if nothing's happening.
The launch event, it was very nice for Bravo to air Christina Kelly's fake beauty company. That was really sweet.
It was a nice event. It was very classy. Like, everyone, like, just looked really nice and respectful. And it was just a nice. I don't know. It wasn't like packed.
It felt like weird and almost unfair that Katie had her mom there because like no one was going to get into it with Katie with her mom sitting right next to her. So like everyone just like walked away from her.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't need Katie to get into it with anyone. Like she said what she needed to say. She's completely right.
Mm-hmm.
She sees through everyone.
Yeah.
The only conversation that needed to be had was Katie and Ariana. I thought Katie handled herself so well and made really good points. I don't feel like Katie insinuated that they have an open relationship. I feel like that's what Allie heard.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes someone says something.
And what you process is completely different.
Yeah. And that's just like not what they meant at all. I think Katie was saying like they just have a different sort of relationship.
And by the way, what we're seeing play out, like all this weird stuff happening and Ariana not caring about the barbecue, about Raquel sleeping over. They do have like no rules.
Right. She's 100% right. And like if Ariana is a homebody and Tom likes to go out, it's not like she has a rule like you need to be home by 1 a.m. Like they don't have rules and that's just their relationship.
Right.
Allie heard that as open relationship. I don't think Katie said anything wrong or anything untrue.
I really like Allie.
I really like her too.
I have to say last week when James like thought he got that 150 proof alcohol in his eye, he's like, oh, Allie. And oh my God, that I made Ben watch because when we were waiting for last night's episode to air, like the last 20 minutes of the previous weeks were on. And I'm like, Ben, you have to watch this. It's the funniest thing. That whole saga where James then runs to the bathroom and falls and ends up just being water in the cup was the fun. It was literally like, you couldn't write comedy so funny.
That's funny.
It was the best thing ever. And Allie was just so funny about it, like not giving a fuck. She's like, shut up.
Yeah, I really like her. I hope that James can be worthy of her.
I know, he's like the worst. And you know, obviously this season is highlighting the worst in Tom and Raquel, and we're all focusing on that. And James is so funny, but like, it's so important to remember like how he literally was the worst. Like literally Raquel told us this season that she had to break up with him because he literally called her mom fat. Like he's the fucking worse, but like it's just so hard not to be obsessed with everything that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, and just not to want to like start anew every day. It's tabula rasa every episode. Like, yeah, what James are we gonna get? The last few episodes we've gotten like good James.
Yeah,
he really should stop drinking.
Yeah, and like he kind of reminds me in a way how you were pointing out how like Tom Sandoval every 10 years like is in a relationship and then sees like a young new girl who he can mold, and he'll be with her until he gets tired of her and she gets old and he'll go find someone else. It like James reminds me a little bit of that. Like he always chooses these like younger, timid girls. And that was so Raquel, and it worked until it didn't. But there's something about Allie, like she really does stand up for herself.
I feel like he thought that's what he was getting with Allie.
Yeah.
And he actually got someone who is a very
strong-willed,
strong and a good match for him if he can rise to the occasion.
Right, and not be like put off by the fact that she's not just like subservient.
But he seems like he's fine with it. It's not like he like Allie. They don't like when she stands up for herself, like that's the end of the story, like the conversation.
Because when he got that thing in his eye and he came back, he was like, you didn't even care. She's like, yeah, I don't care. Sit down and shut up. That's what she said to him.
Right, and that's
she's
what
like,
he
you
needs.
Look stupid. Sit down and shut up. And I feel like if Raquel would never, but if she did, he would be like, are you kidding? Bloody hell.
Right.
And I feel like he kind of likes, I just hope. I really feel like
he accidentally got into the right relationship for himself. Yeah. But he might fuck it up because like that's what he does.
And everyone likes Allie.
And like, the cool girls.
The cool girls like Allie. Ariana likes Allie. Like everyone likes Allie.
No, like Lala, Katie, Christina.
Yeah. I wouldn't call Christina like cool girl. But
they're like the crew. Especially after the glamping. Like yeah. I was watching Zach. I was like, ooh, a bigger group of losers I've never seen. And then you like cut to all these like women in business just like having their shit together. I'm like, that's the cool group.
Yeah, no. Like
this episode, it changes week to week.
It changes week to week.
Like Vegas, they were not being the cool girls. They were being the mean girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I found this episode like so crazy.
There was just so, like every scene had a million things to unpack.
A million Easter
body
eggs.
Language, facial reactions.
Lies.
So much. And the whole barbecue thing. It was so weird. And I've been hearing about this alleged barbecue in like, you know, blogs and
Jax talked about it on Watch What Happens Live.
Right. So now knowing actually like timeline wise, Labor Day, the day Ariana found out her grandmother had passed away and his ride left and he didn't go. And like, I'm sorry, where are you that you can't get an Uber? I'm sorry. Like in this day and age, there is no excuse to not be able to get a ride home.
Yeah. No, and he had a ride home and he let the ride leave even though Ariana like said that she needed him.
And then he admitted that he knew that Jason left and he had, I guess, told Ariana, I was taking a shit and Jason left.
And he's such a fucking liar. And I do have like a little blame for Ariana for not like holding his feet to the fire at all. And instead like being like, okay, Lala, so
you got what you wanted.
Are you happy? It's like, no, are you happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she's really being like blindly loyal to a fault. Like I don't find it commendable. Like I feel like she's just burying her head in the sand.
Maybe because at this point, like what we know about their relationship is like they were both like really like maybe she just stopped caring.
But then she in her confessional she's like crying because she's like Tom's biggest fan and he doesn't feel that way about her.
Yeah, that was sad.
Like she loves him so much and I believed her when
yeah,
she said
that was really sad.
But she's also like a smart girl.
Capable.
So like when you see 1 + 1 is equaling sock,
you gotta do something about
questions.
It you gotta question the sock.
Of course, like none of this is her fault whatsoever. It's just like her reactions I found to be surprising.
Yeah, like surprisingly like low energy.
Yeah. When there's like clear crimes.
Yeah, being committed.
Yeah.
So I guess next week is the last episode before the finale. Don't quote me on that. And that's our show.
Yeah, that is it. That's the one.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast of the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iRadio, CastBox, all the places to be visited, podcast, find us, so 5 star, beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have a great day. Tomorrow's episode is audio only, and then we're back in studio on Monday for a full Eras recap, but we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Love ya. Bye.